The question is, if Satan is indeed the prince of the powers of the air, there is a striking statement made by Christ himself that he saw Satan as lightning fall from the heavens. If there is indeed truth behind the statement that Satan made that he is in charge of the kingdoms of this world, and Paul himself, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was correct in calling him the God of this world, the question is, at what level, if at any level, the higher up you go into the power brokers that be of this world, at what level is there connection between them on the other side of the veil and us on this side of the veil? The issue is, or the question I should say, is there a point at which man, at a higher level, has become consciously, even scientifically aware of the other side? I'm not talking about kids bouncing around in togas and playing Charlie games. I'm not talking about some of the silly kind of exorcist type movie stuff. I'm talking about the highest levels of government, the highest levels of banking, the highest levels of religion, the highest levels of power. Has contact been directly made between us and them? The Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter number 6 warned that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality. When Daniel was praying, it was very clear that there was a warfare going on between the prince of Persia. The prince of Persia, what exactly did that mean? The prince of Greece. At what level did the prince of Persia, that spiritual being, with such great power as to withstand one of the great angels of God, at what human level did that prince of Persia interact with the princes, the leaders, the emperors of Persia, if at any? The watchers and Nebuchadnezzar. Throughout human history, there has been a question, and I doubt that there has been a full answer yet, but there has been a question, and I think an intimation that at some level, far beyond the sort of surface theater that we see on TV, at some level, even beyond deeper than Bilderbergs, even beyond deeper than the Bohemian Groves, there is a contact between us and them. And I think some of that contact at the highest levels can be found in the realm of science. We know historically that Nikola Tesla may have directly or even indirectly interacted with the powers of darkness. We know that there is something mysterious in the air. There is something mysterious in our atmosphere. Mysterious to those that don't have a King James Bible, but clear to you and me who know that it is the prince of the powers of the air. Now, it's against that biblical backdrop that one of the strangest stories that we talk about here on the Soul Trap is to be set. And we're talking about the strange sounds that can be picked up on ham radio. Mysterious, spooky, unexplained broadcasts that may be nothing more than simply spy agencies trying to clandestinely communicate with one another. It could simply be some yahoo sitting in his underwear with a ham radio making strange sounds. Or it could be that in a way that we're not fully understanding, we are able to at least brush up against the veil itself and feel, sense, and actually receive the pulsation from the other side. There's a great article by Brent Swanser from mysteriousuniverse.org called Strange Airwaves, Mysterious, Spooky, Unexplained Radio Broadcast, dated September 5th, 2016. Some of the strangest and most puzzling mysteries are all around us right now, buzzing through the air right past us without ever even being aware of them. For years, the airwaves have been the haunt of bizarre signals, transmissions, and broadcasts that have called out into the atmosphere and pervaded the space all around us as unbeknownst to all but the most intrepid radio enthusiasts, equipped and willing to hunt them down. These transmissions carry with them enigmatic messages that defy all attempts to understand them, and which have origins shrouded in secrecy and mystery. We don't know where they come from, who they are meant for, or what they are saying, but they continue to taunt us and whirl about us on their inscrutable agendas. Here we will look at some of the more infamous and bizarre of these weird broadcasts that seem to come from nowhere. The first, and maybe perhaps the most well-known mysterious radio transmission, is an enigmatic and very persistent broadcast from Russia that has come to be known as Station UVB-76. The station was first recorded in 1982, although it is surmised to have been around since perhaps the mid-70s, and has continuously produced a wide range of odd and perplexing transmissions that continue to baffle to this day. For years, this elusive station transmitted a series of strange beeps that repeated unabated, after which, in 1992, it graduated to a signal consisting of an incessant, nasal-like buzzing noise, at times accompanied by inexplicable tones, beeping, and other unidentifiable noises repeated approximately, but no more than 21 to 34 times per minute, on frequency 4625 KHZ, and continuing for around a second each time, with the pitch and intensity sometimes fluctuating. Indeed, it is this dominant and mysterious nonstop buzzing drone overlaid across everything which has earned the broadcast the nickname The Buzzer. And it is thought to be manually generated for some inscrutable reason we have yet to figure out. But what makes this buzzer even so much more a curiosity is the oddity of the voice. Very, very rarely this buzzing transmission, Swanson writes, has been punctuated by the sudden appearance of an almost ghostly Russian voice, which seems to boom out of the cacophony of noise to eerily and clearly recite numbers and names before fading away back into the fray of sounds. The voice, which is presumed to be stating some sort of code, although no one has any idea of what it means. On occasion, the transmission has even mysteriously cut out entirely for no apparent reason, going silent, only to continue again hours or even days later as if nothing happened. In 2010, after nearly two decades of this continuous, seemingly meaningless jumble of nonsensical noise and, quite frankly, spooky voices, the station abruptly interrupted its usual broadcast to feature a snippet of Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, which played clearly and lasted around 40 seconds before fading back into its usual chaotic buzzing and beeping. So let's pause for just a moment and hear a little bit of this strange signal being sent across the airwaves.
Thank you.
Now, that is strange. That is not something that has been going on for a year, 5 years. That has been going on for decades. For decades. And no one has yet been able to explain why. Not long after the musical transmission of Swan Lake, that eerie-sounding recording, the station began to, every once in a while, intermittently feature various bangs, thumps, rustling, shuffling, and what appears to be faint ghost of garbled, unintelligible conversations in the background, which suggests that the microphone was switched on and picking up things live that were going on in the room around it or somewhere. Swan Lake would also occasionally pop up again, either featured in the broadcast or heard faintly floating about in the background in the ether of wherever this place was. In fact, the location of UVB-76 signal was eventually determined by some to be in the town of Pavaro, and they eventually claimed to have found the very building from which the broadcast leapt out onto the airwaves. Yet when the building was entered, it was found to be an abandoned husk with no sign of what or who could have been sending the signal. Nevertheless, UVB-76 continued to inexorably drone on, sending its incomprehensible, to us, that is, message out into the air. Only this time the source had seemingly been relocated. From there it continued to dutifully and enigmatically carry out its shadowy, confused purpose, never faltering or deviating from its continuous, mostly unchanging cycle, and gathering around itself a cadre of short-range radio enthusiasts who have constantly listened in and recorded its every move to this very day. So let's hear this UVB-76 and the mysterious Swan Lake recording. Okay, that's even weirder than the first. Very, very strange. Been a lot of speculation about what it is, but no one knows. The question is it a simple empirical answer to the strange occurrence? Or is there something going on in the air? A desire to reach the air? Something taking place? Brent Swanser continues to follow the thread when he states in the article, on September 7th, 2010, something weird happened when a male voice announced that the call sign was changing to Mikhail Dmitry Zhena Boris, or MDZHB, followed by some new numbers and codes that had not been heard before. But it is still mostly known as UVB-76, and it still continues to blare on to this day, sending out its unknown message as thousands sit at their radios transfixed, futilely trying to decipher it and yearning to understand what it all means. Even now, no one has any idea of what UVB-76's purpose is or even where exactly it's being transmitted from. And Russia has always denied that it even exists at all, yet still, it pierces out over the airwaves, even ever fulfilling its unknowable duty and sending its dark, enigmatic messages out into the ether for those with the means and the will to listen and ponder, perhaps until the end of time. The infamous signal has been theorized to be many things, including a secret code, a military emergency channel, or even a so-called dead hand system, meaning a last resort fail-safe measure in which a nuclear retaliatory strike would be launched in the event that the signal was ever cut off due to a catastrophic war. The most likely theory appears on what mysterious UVB-76 could be is that it is what is called a number station. A number station is an unregistered illegal radio broadcast set to a specific frequency that is designed to transmit secret information to spies or other operatives in the field through sophisticated codes and utilizing everything from voices, buzzes, beeps, clicks, and other noises to Morse code, sound clips from TV programs, movies, and, you guessed it, even music like Swan Lake. To the average listener stumbling across one of these stations, it may appear that it is all just noise and nonsense, but to a spy in the field, it all makes perfect sense. However, it's very difficult to say. Since the uptick in technology, number stations have really, for the most part, become irrelevant and unuseful and inefficient, and at times, when they were used, easily breakable. Now, if it is a number station, Russia would not be the only one to make use of these enigmatic number stations, and indeed, they are blamed for being the source of a wide variety of strange transmissions. Many people think this is nothing more than spy games gone amok. There was another notorious mysterious radio signal called the Lincolnshire Poacher, which permeated outwards into the airwaves from Cyprus and has gathered just about as much attention and fame as its cousin UVB-76. The Lincolnshire Poacher transmission started in the 1970s and utilizes some bars from the old English folk song of the same name as an interval signal, which is followed by an electronically synthesized female voice with a British accent reading off a series of numbers and putting stress on the last word. The station uses an extremely sophisticated code which can be broken down into around 200 different parts, each one of which repeated every day. Just by way of digression here, it was 200 men who followed Absalom, a type of the Antichrist, and it was 200 angels that came down, the watchers, in the Book of Enoch. But I'm sure that there's no synchronicity to that number 200 at all. The Lincolnshire Poacher is notable for its powerful, clear reception and its uninterrupted, unwavering consistency and precise schedule for decades. It is believed that this transmission originated from the British Royal Air Force, which, by the way, it is the Air Force of England, the Air Force of France, the Air Force of Russia, and the Air Force of the United States of America, which are in sole charge of all UFO cases. It is believed that this transmission originated from the British Royal Air Force base located in Cyprus and was operated by the British Secret Intelligence Service. But since it ceased in 2008, we will probably never know who transmitted it or what meaning it held, if any. Here is the famous, if not infamous, Lincolnshire Poacher supposed numbers relay station.
Seven, one, five. Three, nine, seven,
3-9-7-1-5. Okay, I'm not sure what's scarier, the music or the woman. Odd, these number stations, are they not? There is also another very odd, bizarre station, maybe the most bizarre of all, that seems to emanate from England. It is called the Backward Music Station, or also the Whale Song. Now, you may think that the name pretty much describes what can be heard in the broadcast, and while some have reported that this is what it sounds like to them, in reality, it really sounds more like pulsating static and a strange whirling accompanied by an eerie, screeching, metallic, buzz-like, grinding metal. It's an odd sound. Although this station has been heard by shortwave enthusiasts all over the world for decades, its signal is said to be particularly pronounced in England, so it's also found to be rather powerful in the United States, particularly in Florida, suggesting that it is emanating from two separate locations or is utilizing transnational communication technology. Its true purpose and meaning have never been uncovered, and both governments have denied that it even exists at all. But though they deny it, all you have to do is turn to the right station on your ham radio, and you will hear the following. Man, you listen to that real long, it'll make you feel like you got a headache or something. It's very, very odd, isn't it? That one may be the most strange. And there are other cases. There's the Yosemite Sam transmission that seemed to end in 2004, emanating people are not sure where from. There is the sound of the overture of Abiakatar, the French musician found in the Middle East. There's the magnetic fields. A very fascinating frequency. Again, those transmissions are known as the magnetic field transmissions. No countries take responsibility. No entities acknowledge their existence. And yet, those who scan the airwaves, know that they're there. Okay, so maybe it's spy games. Maybe it's something that's explainable, empirical. Purely just, we don't know, and therefore we fill in the blank, and we think it's more than it is. But maybe not. At what level do we brush up against the veil of the world that is to come, that is now? Is there communication? Is there a desire for communication? Is there a world beyond the world that we see on CNN and Fox and MSNBC? Is there a world of people out there that believe Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, far more than the average Bible believer does. Maybe one of the strangest and most infamous supposed number stations or sounds that have been picked up over the airwaves is what's called the old tape. I do want to warn you that it has been reported by some, and maybe this is folklore, maybe not, that the listening of these sounds and their organization and the way that they're organized and played have claimed to make them physically ill. Old tape picked up over the airwaves. Yeah, kind of makes you miss Casey Kasem's Top 40, doesn't it? What's out there? Maybe nothing. Maybe Nikola Tesla stumbled across something that was heretofore unexplainable. Maybe he stumbled across what Paul already knew was there. Maybe some of these ancient designs are towers, in a sense. Towers built to reach out beyond the veil through the air waves. It would behoove us to be very careful what we listen to and what we hear. And as always in the Soul Trap, to be alert. Because the veil is ever thinning.
Father Brother Father Michael, our friend. 1787, Henry and Graham, Mother Lyon, and Ralph Sound, my friend. March 17, 1988, Edward McGill's brother William J. May and Peggy, Father Shirley, Harvey, and Brady.